Just want to make sure everybody is aware that the conference is being recorded.
Okay. Hi, Rob.
Thank
you.
Sorry.
Thanks.
That's fine.
Okay, so Al Hansen, I'm the chairman. Jeff Tetrall, are you here?
Yes, Al. Hi, everybody.
Yep. Paul?
Yes.
Paul Brissette is a member. Jimmy Rao? Jimmy? Rick Boss, I think I heard you.
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, Rich is a member. Rick Waldron?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Rick Waldron is a member. Jason Beardsley?
Yep, I'm on now.
Yep, Jason's a member also. We got also, for anybody that might have not been right here, we got Mark Chambers, who's with CNS, and we have Charlie Farrell, who is the attorney for the Fink family, and David Fink. I think also Dave Bardone is probably going to join us. Dave Bardone, are you here? Okay. Well, he can join us as we go along. A couple of things I just want to remind everybody is anything that's noisy at your house, we're all going to hear it, and this is a business meeting. So if you could go where you're quiet and shut the door so people aren't running around, dogs barking or whatever, I think it'll make it more comfortable for everybody. So. Did everybody get a copy of the minutes? Anybody didn't get a copy of the minutes?
No, I got it.
I got it.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
And you probably got the other documents and things that we're going to be discussing also.
Yes.
Okay.
Al, you have the Kiwanis public hearing open right now?
It is open, yes.
Just in case Dave Bardone doesn't call, he contacted me yesterday and requested the Kiwanis to be continued to next month. Mr.
Yep.
Kiwanis might want to do 3 or 4 lots opposed to 2.
Yep. Well, let's do this, though. The public hearing for 2 is open. Let's leave it open, and then we can close it if he decides it is going to be 2. We set that out of the way. That makes sense?
Oh, actually, you can just continue to next month.
Yep, that's fine. I see what you're saying.
Yep.
Change it to 7:25 next month. Yep. We're going to start the next one at 7:25. And I think, Mark, you said no. You had no requests for information on how to sign in for someone who was curious about these hearings or public.
No. Yeah, just for everybody's knowledge, executive order required us to post this in the paper, which we did, with the calling number and access code. And also it's been posted on the town website per the requirement.
Who just popped in?
Holly House.
Okay, welcome, Holly. We're having a public, just for those that might have been in a little late, we're holding open a public hearing here for another minute or so for the Kiwanis subdivision. And then we're going to do the Harvey Fink public hearing, which I would expect the same, that probably had no comments at all. Somebody come in?
Yes, this is Jed with Aerosmith Development, the site acquisition company.
Jed? What's your last name? I'm sorry.
Standish?
Could you spell that for me?
Standish.
Okay, and who are you with, Jed?
Aerosmith Development. That's AIRO.
Yep. Yep. Okay, we'll close the public hearing. We're going to extend the public hearing to next month, which is going to be on the 4th of June for the Kiwanis subdivision. And we're also going to
What time would you like to have that at, Al?
Make it 7:25.
Okay, thank you.
And then we're going to open the Harvey Fink public hearing. And we'll hold that open for 5 minutes. For those that are visiting, the public hearings, unless there's something that's controversial or something, generally speaking, it's all the same. It's not when you open them, really, that we usually just have general conversation during the time. So they're unlikely that we'll have any comments coming on either one of these. But you still have to hold it open for 5 minutes.
Right. The only comment I would like to make is apparently –
Hey guys, when we talk, please say your name repetitively so that we know who you are.
Sure, this is Charlie Sparrow. The only comment I'd like to make is apparently when is on the turnaround area that is shown on the map. I spoke with Scott Whitaker, the surveyor, and apparently that turnaround area was originally on a subdivision map that was filed with the town in 2007. And for whatever reason, Scott did not take it off this particular drawing. So it's not a new turnaround. It's the existing turnaround. He just didn't change the language of it being a proposed easement to the town.
And actually, Mike Lewis was supposed to... join us here at some time. He's our highway superintendent to answer any questions about that if that arises.
I think the question I saw from him was, why are we moving the turnaround? So I found Scott Whitaker's finally back from Florida, and he said, whoops, my goose, that's what was proposed back in 2007. Mm-hmm. So it's not a change in the existing turnaround.
Mm-hmm. And Neil, I think somebody else just popped in.
He can correct the map.
Yeah, he will correct the map.
Good evening. This is Jared Lusk with Nixon Peabody representing Tarpon Towers.
One more time, please.
Jared Lusk from Nixon Peabody representing Tarpon Towers and Verizon Wireless.
Okay, unless there's further comments, we're going to close the Harvey Fink public hearing. I'm going to open the regular meeting of the Town of Hastings Planning Board. All of you, all board members, received a copy of the minutes of the March meeting. Have you had time to review them, and would you make a comment? Or if not, I need a motion in a second.
This is Paul.
I'll make
Rizzo.
A motion.
To approve the minutes.
Okay, a motion from Paul. Got a second?
Rick Volz, second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say no. Okay, motion carried. Okay, the first thing that we have on here is Brian Kiwanis. He's being tabled until June, and we'll have further presentations from them at that point. So that would be the next order of business would be Harvey Fink, a two-lot subdivision.
Yep.
I think everybody's had a chance to look at this stuff this week. I know that probably everybody spent a little extra time because we're on the phone. Is there any questions or anything beyond this?
No.
There is a map there. The notation for the turnaround, I think, was made on there. The map is small, but you can see the turnaround was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it says proposed easement. I don't know that that's necessarily what that is, is it? In other words,
no,
that would have to be.
This is Charles Farrell again. That's a carryover from 2007 that Mr. Whitaker's got to take off.
Okay. All right. So when this is finalized, then this map's got to be corrected prior to signing.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Paul Brissette, and it doesn't appear that the map has been changed from the last month we looked at it. From what I can see, I still don't see a couple things or a new date on this map.
Mark had sent me one that was sent over yesterday. I marked it on your Alpha 5th. It was sent in to me 2 days ago, actually. I don't see anything different about that one than the one that I had before.
No, it isn't any different. I thought when Mr. Whitaker sent it to me, it was going to be the revised map, but it isn't.
Okay.
Same map.
Yep. I think we did the review the last time we looked at the map. I think one of the questions again was the turnaround, wasn't it? I remember the
discussion. Yeah.
Turnaround, setbacks.
The setbacks, the turnaround, and there was one other thing.
Utilities.
Utilities, yeah.
Well, it's an existing house, so it's got existing utilities. Nothing's changing there.
They need to put them on the map.
Okay, he's got a septic system. He's got electricity. The map does show a septic tank, or a vent anyway, for it. Okay. So what exactly do you want on the map?
You got water, electric?
I believe the maps are supposed to show the water main and the sewer mains along the road. I think that's what – is that what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think the problem is he's jammed too much into a small space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the map is simple enough for him just to print it in a larger size so everybody can read it. But, I mean, the review of this and the finalization of it is going to have to include – the exclusion for that proposed easement, and then also to make sure that there's a mapping. You can get this, Mark, or I can get this over to you. There's a mapping detail that you just check off the boxes, and it tells you all the things you need to have on there. So.
That would be great.
Okay. Is there anything else in this review that you guys were concerned about or anything, any other comments?
No, I think it's all set.
Okay.
Hey, Paul and Rick, I thought you mentioned three different things. The utilities.
Setbacks.
Setbacks to be shown.
Yep. And the turnaround.
To be removed.
Right.
Or not proposed turnaround. You can show it because it's there.
Right.
We had in the minutes to make sure there was enough road frontage for the turnaround is what we had in our minutes. And we also asked that the map be cleaned up, if you look at the minutes.
Yeah, we did. And again, part of a good deal of the challenge with it is the size of it. It's the, you know, it's on a very concentrated piece of paper instead of being bigger. I think that's actually
property. That's causing a problem, but we'll see what I can do with Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah. Well, the I don't know if 18 by 24 is generally what we take in. It's specified on that mapping, on that little check. There's a checklist. I think probably Scott's got to have a copy of the checklist over at his office.
Yeah, he has to. But the overall map probably is that size. That's the problem, though. But I'll see what I will talk with him in the morning and let him know it's we have to have.
Yeah. Well, he does business up in the town here all the time. I think he pretty much knows exactly what he's got to do, so I don't think that's going to be a big issue for you.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. No. Well, that's what I say. It shouldn't be an issue other than him just getting these things done. And this can be reprinted on a larger paper. He must have this detail in his computer, probably.
Yeah, I would think so. He, in the blow up of the turnaround, he does show overhead utility lines on the opposite side from the house. It's a little bit easy to see. You see O/H utility, and he's got an arrow pointing to it. And it does show another pole. I'll see what he can do to clean it up.
Hey,
yeah,
share
the meeting minutes with him because it says what we want in the meeting minutes, and we have nothing new from last time. So if you could just follow what's in the meeting minutes, and then we can look at it and be able to approve it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, this conversation a month ago. So that's we're kind of still at the same place mapping wise, Paul.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. I have the short form environmental assessment, and it comes up as negative decked. I need a motion and second.
Paul Brissette, I'll make a motion to negative deck.
No. Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
Rick Bolt, I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to negative deck the short environmental assessment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. I'll sign this and fill it in. Are there other questions on this? I think we still need to get the map stuff finished up. Yeah.
He just got back from Florida last week.
Okay. Well, certainly it shouldn't take, I would guess that we can finish all of this, assuming the mapping gets corrected, we can finish all of that on June 4th, if that's
I would think so.
Everything else is here. I'm assuming you were, is Mark right? Mark, are you there?